Septimus. What is carnal embrace?
Carnal embrace is the practice of throwing one's arms around a side of beef.
Is that all?
No. A shoulder of mutton, a haunch of venison well hugged, an embrace of grouse, caro, carnis, feminine flesh.
Is it a sin?
Not necessarily, my lady. But when carnal embrace is sinful, it is a sin of the flesh, QED. We had caro in our Gallic wars. The Britons live on milk and meat. Lacte et carne vivunt. I'm sorry that the seed fell on stony ground.
That was the sin of Onan, wasn't it, Septimus?
Yes. He was giving his brother's wife a Latin lesson, and she was hardly the wiser after it than before. I thought you were finding a proof for Fermat's last theorem.
Oh, it is very difficult, Septimus. You will have to show me how.
If I knew how, there would be no need to ask you. Fermat's last theorem has kept people busy for 150 years, and I hoped it would keep you busy long enough for me to read Mr. Chater's poem in praise of love, with only the distraction of its own absurdities.
Our Mr. Chater has written a poem?
He believes he's written a poem, yes. I can see that there might be more carnality in your algebra than in Mr. Chater's couch of Eros.
Oh, it was not my algebra. I heard Jellyby telling Cook that Mrs. Chater was discovered in carnal embrace in the gazebo.
Really?